Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Germ Audio. Thank you. Thank you very much. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Taking a look at some of the stuff coming on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Deborah from New Kent. If John Reed does not win and we get controlled by this radical left, we are leaving Virginia. We are just starting to get crime under control. I worked in juvenile justice for over 10 years, and these kids are violent. They get a slap on the wrist until they've actually committed a murder, and then they get put up for 35 years. There's no excuse for the violence, but the Democrats promote it because they thrive on chaos. Mark in South Hill says, hey, Jeff, anyone else notice that Ghazala Hashmi's image consultant has now given her red highlighted hair and makeup, trying to make her look more moderate? 804 says, Jeff, after Spamberger wins and the Democrats destroy the state, will you still do your show from Florida? You know, that's actually a good question right there. No, it is. It really, really is. And I had a conversation with a friend earlier today, and we were just sort of tossing some stuff around, you know, just chatting, catching up. But we both had similar concerns. If things go in the wrong direction this election, what do we do? And I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I can't speak for someone else. My first thought, and I did share it with Heidi, was if in fact it goes in the wrong direction, I think I'm done. Because I'm not sure that I would want to be in place to watch the destruction. And then Heidi said, well, okay, but then if you're not going to be pushing back and fighting back, then who is? I thought, well, I don't know. I don't know. So I tell you honestly, I don't know. My first thought would be yes, we would leave the Commonwealth. Which pains me to say. JJ says, hey, Jeff, have a good trip to Israel. Be careful over there because there are a lot of bad guys. Would hate to see anything happen to you. Well, thank you. I would hate to see anything bad happen to me. Jeff, I live in Senator Hashmi's district. She doesn't do a thing for it. The place is falling apart. Frankly, I don't think she even knows where the district is. That's Robert. Yeah, it's difficult. It is difficult to see it. It is very, very difficult to look at this district that Ghazala Hashmi, in theory, represents and try and figure out what it is that she has done for it. 248 says, Jeff, we just returned from Israel. You are correct. It is the trip of a lifetime. I will be praying for you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me see. Jeff, I was sincere in December 2024 when I offered to drop the Hanukkah song CD off at the Olive Oil Tap Room for you, saying that I had wanted to be Jewish for Christmas years ago was not a joke. I said it because I found out that I had a Jewish grandfather. I embrace my, I embrace something. If only we could get these lined up. I don't know. Oh, she, okay, this, Bonnie in Chesterfield is telling me she has a necklace with a Star of David on it and a Christian cross on it. I hope you have a safe and enjoyable trip to Israel. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. I'm sorry. It's just our text line is well, it's bizarre. It just chops texts up like nobody's business, and then you have to, on the fly, try and figure out exactly what it is. So hopefully I've done as good a job as I possibly can. Did anybody see the goofy piece over on NBC 12 the other day? I mean, look, it's NBC 12, so you know, well, right from the beginning, it's got a leftward slant. We know that. That's no shock. But they were highlighting store owners who had decided they would create environments in their retail stores where they would not let law enforcement. They didn't want ICE coming into their stores. And I thought, well, who cares? Right? I mean, it's just one of those stupid things. It's like some people putting up signs. This is a nuclear-free zone. Yes, you're right. Before Russia or North Korea or the Chinese drop a nuclear bomb, they're going to look for that little sign you have in your yard. Oh, no, we can't do that. It's so stupid. So it's being visited once again with some, well, stupid merchants who would rather engage in some left-wing nonsense. And they were highlighted by Channel 12. Cut number three, please.
Well, a surge of Richmond area businesses sending a joint message to ICE agents. They're putting up this sign reading, ICE is not welcome here. The distributors of the signs estimate they've given out hundreds of them. But as one immigration lawyer tells us, the rules regarding this issue are tricky. Maggie Glass explains.
You don't have to walk very far down Carytown to see a business with a sign like this in their store. The owner of this business tells me she put the sign here to let everyone know, regardless of their immigration status, they're welcomed into her store.
A lot of people are frightened to go out and do their daily routine, to go and have fun and to be out because they're afraid that they may possibly not come home or that a family member may not come home. So I think it's important to kind of just let people know, hey, we understand that this is happening. We don't want it to happen here.
Thea Brown's store, World of Mirth, just one among a handful within a few minute walk of each other, asserting they know their rights. To check what exactly a business's rights are if ICE enters, we've reached out to a local immigration attorney.
They're not allowed in private areas of people's homes. They're not allowed in private areas of a business, but they are allowed to be in places where people have given up their right to privacy. Essentially, any place that's a public space, they're allowed to be in.
Isaac Adams explains public spaces could be the dining room of a restaurant or the lobby of a law firm. Private spaces, on the other hand, are places such as a locked office. For ICE agents to enter a restricted area, they would need a judicial warrant.
Most of that time, ICE is operating without a judicial warrant. They may have ICE administrative warrants, but those aren't signed by a judge. They don't give them authorization to enter into homes. They don't give them authorization to enter into the private areas of a business.
Now, if a business invites ICE agents into its store, then those limitations can be thrown out. What no one has the right to do, Adam says, is intervene when ICE agents are correctly operating under the authority as law enforcement officers.
You can get in trouble if you step over the line.
Since the start of this year until June, ICE made around 3,300 arrests in Virginia. I asked Brown what she would do if ICE did come to her shop.
We would do what we can to hold them at the door and kind of go from there.
In Richmond, Maggie Glass, 12 on your side.
Yeah, good luck with that, ma'am. What an idiot. Good Lord, how stupid can you be?
I would try and hold off law enforcement at the front of my store.
Oh, really? Okay. You're going to block the door with, what does she sell? Mirth? Excuse me, I need a pound of mirth. No, we don't sell it that way. Well, how do you? You'll have to buy a dozen mirths. Can I check the color of the mirth? What about the size? Is it the right size mirth? How new is this mirth? Can I get a discount if I buy a lot of mirth?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, really? Excuse me, ma'am. Is this locally sourced organic mirth? I don't want to be buying mirth that comes from the People's Republic of China. Made by little children working under slave conditions for your mirth festival. No, I want real American mirth. And it has to be organic. None of this factory-created mirth. What a... Jeez. Well, here's my suggestion to you. If you see one of these stupid signs, ICE not welcome here, that's a good indication to you to keep on walking, keep your money in your pocket, find another store. Now, I'm pretty sure there has to be another mirth distributorship somewhere in Central Virginia. I got a pair of tickets for you to go to the Cookout 400 at Richmond Raceway. I'm going to give those to you just about 5 minutes from now. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRV.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.